too. You were telling me about the ironing.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you some more about our baking when you get around to it.
Good.
Because I thought about, that's all I could think about, Mr. Lehman was here. We ironed things. We had old-fashioned irons, of course, that we would heat on the wood stove. You had to have a pretty hot fire and had to keep that fire going steady and keep the wood in the stove to keep your irons real hot. Because my mother taught us to iron good. And we ironed everything. We ironed the men's shirts, the men's pants. You know, my mother and us girls always done the ironing. And the only thing we didn't iron was our sheets, the bed sheets. And we only kept two iron bed sheets, and we had a box for them. They were put up with our sick box. We had a box that we called our sick box. And ever since I can remember, we always had a sick box. We had two white candles, two pillowcases, and a towel, and two sheets. Everything to fix your bed, and the gown, one gown, and everything. So when the doctor was called, the priest was called at the same time, and the sick bed box came out. And that bed got fixed perfect, and the little table by the bed got fixed with the little scarf and the two little candles. And on there, you know, that made a lasting impression with me.
That's very interesting. Yes.
It was something I'll always remember.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
We were always prepared for the doctor and the priest and for sickness. Mm-hmm. When we'd take those out, immediately there was more put in that box. We didn't wait to take those off to see if to put them back. That box was never in, it was ready.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, that's
but we did iron, and we had a place for every nothing was ever just put down in a stack and put back to iron tomorrow. That ironing was done just as systematic as the washing. The washing was done on a certain time, and the ironing was done. Mm-hmm. Anything that needed mending as it was ironed was put over on the machine, and before it was put up, it was mended and put up.
I
ready
see.
To wear. Of course, there was always mending.
Mm-hmm.
Matching socks and especially children's.
You mentioned the men's shirt and pants.
Yeah.
Did the men, what did the men wear to work and what did they
men,
wear?
To, men wore to work all the time, overalls.
Overalls.
And then my daddy always wore the bib overalls. Of course, he was an engineer soon. And he always wore the bib overalls, and they had the little striped cap with the bill, and that was always washed and then starched real stiff and
mm-hmm.
ready for him. He started out in a new outfit every time he went to work.
I see. Did men have what they call jeans?
Well, I guess they did, but my daddy was real old-fashioned. Now, the boys never wore jeans.
They didn't?
No.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember of calling them jeans all through the years.
Mm-hmm. What would your
that came on later on with the girls as they, you know.
Mm-hmm. What would the what would your father wear to church?
Oh, a suit.
A suit.
A suit and a necktie.
I see.
Fancy tie.
Did the suit have a?
A necktie and a necktie pin.
I see. Were there three parts to the suit, the coat? And
had both. I mean, it's through the years.
I see.
In the later years, it was just a two-piece suit, but mm-hmm. way back there, he had the three, the vest.
The vest?
Yeah.
Did he wear anything in the vest?
A what?
Did he wear anything in the vest with a chain?
Well, he always had his watch pocket, always insisted of anything he had on for dress. It had to have a watch pocket in it.
I see.
And he had an unusual watch chain that was handmade out of hair.
Mm-hmm.